It's windy and cold, too cold for mid-autumn, alongside one of several dams built on the river to serve the textile mills that once helped make Danville Virginia's wealthiest city. The textile mills, along with the tobacco industry and much of that wealth, are gone now. But the one thing Danville has always been able to count on is the river that gave it its name. And now the city's worried about that.
36,000 tons of coal ash remain in the river. That did not disappear.
Frank Holloman is an attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center. He was in Danville for a panel discussion about the effects of the spill. The Dan River is no longer gray. It hasn't been for a long time now. The coal ash is out of sight on the bottom. But Holloman talks about a recent study that led researchers to believe it won't necessarily stay there.
Coal ash, of course, sinks to the bottom, so it's not normally in the water column. But during hot weather, when the biological and heat conditions are right, there occurs what they call eruptions of things like arsenic into the water column.
Summer brings not only heat conditions to Danville, but often drought conditions as well. Barry Dunkley is in charge of water treatment for the city.
And during the drought situation, that's a good point. We don't know. The flow gets real low.
And that, of course, means coal ash will be closer to the surface.
We don't know what's going to happen, so to speak. So we'll just have to wait and see as we go through the summer, next summer, and learn some more when we go through that dry period and we have not only drought, but temperatures up, too. So that's what we got to look for.
Dunkley stresses his confidence that coal ash can be filtered out of drinking water and residents need not worry about what comes out of their tanks. But one thing Brian Williams with the Dan River Basin Association does worry about is the perception of the river, especially among potential visitors.
And if you just Google Dan River, you'll see coal ash. So it's an obvious, easy way to find out just what kind of an impact this has had.
If tourists stay away, the growing businesses that run river excursions will be in trouble.
People know Eden, North Carolina, they know Danville, and they know the Dan River associated with a coal ash spill. That's a problem we have to overcome.
That's one part of the economic issue. Another is here on the banks of the river in the center of Danville, where rows of once empty warehouses are being transformed into commercial and residential spaces. Danville resident Hollis Stauber says the river is critical to this reawakening.
And the River District is coming alive in downtown Danville. The economic side of our downtown is starting to look back towards the river. The new Y is a huge new facility. It's right on the river, facing the river. So all this is the reason that we want our river to shine.
And if it doesn't shine, attorney Frank Holloman says the $10 million Duke Energy has promised to communities along the river is woefully inadequate, and he reminds us about the legal variable in the equation.
And that's going to be part of the issue when it gets added up, what Duke should compensate for, and the public should insist that Duke pay the full cost of the harm it's done to the river that will be there for decades to come.
Among those suing Duke over the spill are environmentalists, the state of North Carolina, and some of the company's own shareholders. No trial dates have been set. In Danville, I'm Fred Eccles.